Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to episode 48 of the You Matter podcast. Did you guys know that October is Fair Trade Month? Now, as you know, every month and every day is Fair Trade Day at Noonday Collection. But this month, we are taking it as an opportunity to talk to you about why does this even matter and how we practice the principles of fair trade and how we do business with our artisan business partners. So you might not know, but Noonday has been a member of the Fair Trade Federation since 2014. But even in spite of that, that was just more of a validation of what we were already doing. As you guys know, from the beginning, this has been the heart and the source of the vision I've always had for Noonday. In fact, if you look back on a prayer that I prayed in 2011, when I was praying about next steps for Noonday, before I knew it was really going to be a viable business, I said I wanted it to be the largest fair trade direct sales company in the world. So there you go. So I wanted to introduce you guys to Karen Gibbs. Karen Gibbs is our leader of artisan development, and she has had decades of experience in the artisan sector. I met her several years ago on my way to Guatemala. A friend connected me. I gave her a call, and she literally connected me with so many artisans in Guatemala. And that's what's so unique about fair trade is that we all have a shared and common mission of creating work, of helping dignified work come to communities that are often left out of the marketplace. She's an expert on how fair trade can empower individuals, families, and communities. So in honor of that, in honor of Fair Trade Month, I asked Karen to share with us about why fair trade is so important and how Noonday is really harnessing and employing those principles in our efforts to build a flourishing world.
Happy Fair Trade Month, everybody. This is Karen Gibbs, the leader of artisan development and partnerships at Noonday. And I'm so excited to be joining you all to talk today about what is fair trade. Let's explore a little bit more the definition of it. And really, how does Noonday apply the principles of fair trade to how we operate our business, and also especially how our artisan business partners are impacting the lives of artisans in communities around the world? So I'll start off with a definition of fair trade. And this is the World Fair Trade Organization's definition of fair trade, which is a great organization to follow if you want to read more about these principles. But fair trade is a trading partnership based on dialogue, transparency, and respect that seeks greater equity in international trade. It contributes to sustainable development by offering better trading conditions to and securing the rights of marginalized producers and workers, especially in the South. And the South to them refers to developing countries. So it's kind of a fancy, wordy definition, right? You can tell it's been formulated to reflect the interests and concerns of a large constituency of members of the fair trade community. But really at the core of it, right, fair trade is trading partnerships in which fair prices are paid to producers in developing countries to assure that they can lift themselves out of poverty. And for me, really, the way I define fair trade is it's a set of guiding principles so that we can use business to alleviate poverty worldwide. So it's really it's guidelines and a community of people who really believe that business is a tool for social good and economic development. And I want to share with you some words of from one of our artisan business partners in speaking recently with Arjun, who is the founder of CFM, Community Friendly Movement, which is one of our largest partners in India. Arjun says, Noonday is providing something with which the governments struggle to achieve despite their tall promises. Noonday is generating employment and creating opportunities for people who are willing to work but do not get the opportunities in this new world order, which invests huge amounts of capital in machines and automation and very little in human development. I think that really sums up fair trade to me. We know there's nonprofit organizations out there and there are amazing government programs that are doing really profound and important work to address economic development and poverty alleviation worldwide. And those programs are very necessary and very important. But if we really want to change this world and if we really want to alleviate poverty, we have to engage business in order to make the difference that we want to see in the world. So that's really to me what fair trade is about. It's engaging the business community with a set of guiding principles that will ensure the rights of the workers around the world to ensure that we can address poverty alleviation together. The fair trade movement is governed by and inspired by a set of guiding principles. And you can read about all of these principles on the World Fair Trade Organization's website. The World Fair Trade Organization is like the parent umbrella of all fair trade organizations around the world. You can also read about these principles on the Fair Trade Federation's website. So that's the U.S.-based parent or sister affiliate organization here in the U.S. So there's 9 or 10 principles, depending on how they're defined, and you'll see you can read more about those principles on either of those websites. And I encourage you to, both websites have really wonderful information to talk about the importance of fair trade and how it's practiced and growing. So within Noonday, what I'm going to talk about is how do we apply the principles of fair trade to how Noonday operates its business and manages its business? And also, how are we applying these principles in terms of how Noonday works with its artisan business partners? So for Noonday, we are a member of the Fair Trade Federation. We've been a member since 2014, I believe. And what does that mean exactly? So first of all, it meant that we went through a very detailed application process. It's actually quite a rigorous process to become a member of the Fair Trade Federation. It's not just paying your dues. They're very selective about who they invite in as members. And then you participate in an annual audit. So they are coming there on an annual basis, or maybe biannual now. They're really doing a deep dive into each of its member organizations to really understand how they are practicing those principles. And then Noonday also is an active participant in the annual conferences that the Fair Trade Federation holds. So we send a team of people to those conferences every year, and we also sponsor that. So really, those conferences are about sharing best practices within the field and also being an advocate for fair trade, which is a big component of being a member of the Fair Trade Federation, is that you're not just going to practice these principles yourself, but you're also going to advocate and promote them. So our participation in the Fair Trade Month in October is a part of that. And then Noonday really took those core principles of fair trade and applied them to how we operate, right? And so you can see those principles very clearly reflected in Noonday's vision for a flourishing world. So where in that flourishing world where children are cherished, right? So we want to ensure that people are making a sufficient income in order to send their children to school. So, and I'll share another quote from Arjun. Arjun says, Noonday is providing these artisans with income, which they never had an opportunity to earn before. This extra income helps them to put their children to school, provide them with better nourishment, which is a stepping stone for building educated, productive, and empowered people for our future. Right? So really, children are cherished through the jobs that we're creating. Another core principle is around empowering women. So 74% of Noonday's, 74% of the artisans that are supported by Noonday's orders are women. And we are really looking for jobs that are accessible to them and working conditions that are conducive to them also raising their family and tending to their community. And looking ways to really make sure that their needs are addressed, which is a principle of fair trade, and also something very close, very dear to Noonday's heart. Within the fair trade vision, we have this vision of dignified jobs. And this is really something that's at the core of fair trade. So what is a dignified job? Is really first and foremost a job where artisans are being paid a fair wage for their work, and a wage that's also what we call a living wage. So it's ensuring that they are earning an income that is going to improve their lives, right? Not just keep them at that absolute poverty, but we're really looking for improvements, right? Are they able to make investments in their home? Are they able to make other investments in their community? Are they able to provide better educational opportunities for their children? Are their children healthier? Right. So really, that's at the core of the dignified job. And then also a dignified job where we are empowering them to understand the great importance of the work that they're doing. So I know we've spoken about this at length, but really the beauty of an artisan who can see that their work is admired and their work is appreciated by Noonday ambassadors, by Noonday customers. That's something that gives them such a sense of dignity that's irreplaceable in this world. So we can provide income, which is wonderful, but when we can give them a sense that their product is appreciated and that they are admired for the work that they do, that's something that is truly profound and touches the really the spirit and the soul of these artisans. And I share some words from one of our new partners, Rupa from Sasha in India. She says, enhanced incomes enable these artisans to provide better nutrition and health care to their families and also educational opportunities for their children. So that's really the difference that the income from Noonday orders makes. And then she goes on to say, the demand for their products instills a sense of pride in their traditions and skills, giving them confidence and dignity. So for Noonday, really that dignity is not just income, but it's these artisans knowing that we're valuing the product that they make because of their tradition and because it's beautiful. And that sense of confidence and that sense of dignity is something that we can offer to them, and then we can never take it away. It's that core that really keeps them going, and it's a huge part of Noonday's work. So the fourth tenet of the flourishing world is we are connected. And I love this one and how we say it, because really what it reflects is this tremendous level of transparency that's just inherently embedded in the Noonday culture. So we are connected means that we have artisan business partners who come and speak at Shine, means that we are telling the story of the artisans that are making these products. It means that we are taking groups of ambassadors to visit the artisan groups. We're really encouraging this culture of ultimate connection, which means ultimate transparency. And that transparency is one of the core tenets of fair trade, right? To make sure that you can see the full, essentially, supply chain, knowing who makes the products, what's happening in their lives. Are they working in safe and healthy work environments? Are we empowering them? Are we really living up to the goals that we have? So that we are connected instills this level of transparency into all aspects of what Noonday is doing. And it's something I'm very, very proud of. Then we really talk about at Noonday these four tenets of fair trade, right? So Noonday says it's going to use fair trade practices in order to achieve this vision of the flourishing world. And those tenets are long-term relationships, capacity building, responsible financing, and the fourth is collaborative design. And this is an area where I think Noonday is very innovative in the fair trade world. But let's go over these. So one is long-term relationships. This is absolutely at the core of fair trade, right? We say that we're not just going to be selling these products because the products are beautiful. One of the reasons why we're selling the products and the whole process of how Noonday develops products actually is based on these long-term relationships. So Noonday is currently working with 30 artisan business partners. And some of those we have been working with for as long as, well, since the start, right, with Jolly and Daniel, 7 years, but many of them are 4 or 5 year old relationships. And that sense of confidence that we can not just provide an order to an artisan business partner, but that artisan business partner knows that we're going to continually provide orders to them. They would much rather have consistent long-term orders rather than one big, huge order, right? Just like you and I would rather have a paycheck that we know we can rely on every month than to be given a huge bonus, right, of a one-time payment and not know when we're going to be paid next. So that's really at the core of this long-term relationship. And everything that we do to develop new products and to place purchase orders at the product team at Noonday is built around this idea of long-term relationships. What can we develop with these groups so that we can continue to place orders and help grow their business? Capacity building, we're coming alongside groups to provide technical assistance, business training and coaching, and other financial assistance that they need to build up their capacity to both produce more products and produce higher quality products. Responsible financing is a core tenet of the fair trade movement, and that means that we're providing deposits on purchase orders to help them finance their production. And then Noonday does that with all of our artisan business partners. And then collaborative design, we really work with them closely to talk about what are the trends in the marketplace, and have listened to them and their new ideas of products that they want to create and they think could appeal to some of the trends that we've identified. So we're deeply engaged with the design teams within each of the artisan business partners. And ultimately, that's empowering their overall business. So really, we have taken those 10 principles of fair trade and applied it to Noonday's vision of a flourishing world and to our core 4 tenets of fair trade in terms of how we achieve that flourishing world. So it's really, we've sort of defined them in our own terminology in a way that works really well within Noonday's business, but they are all anchored on those principles of fair trade. In terms of how Noonday's works with its artisan business partners, and how our artisan business partners themselves are involved in fair trade, approximately a third of our artisan business partners are members of the WFTO or other regional sister organizations that are affiliated with the WFTO. And some of our artisan business partners I consider to be sort of the grandparents of the fair trade movement, right? They were really involved in the very early stages of the fair trade movement and have been real advocates for its expansion and inclusion. But in terms of how we work, so Noonday created its 5 principles of fair trade partnership. And these 5 principles are purpose, people, process, production, and proof. And we took the WFTO's and the Fair Trade Federation's principles and incorporated them into these 5 principles. And we use these 5 principles, first of all, to evaluate how Noonday's artisan business partners are doing business so that we can identify ways that we can help them strengthen their business. And then we also develop those 5 principles so that they, our artisan business partners, can give Noonday feedback on how Noonday's doing business. So we listen to our artisan business partners, asking them, hey, how can Noonday do a better job of working with you in order to uphold these principles of fair trade partnership? So that's a program that we rolled out about a year ago and are still in the process of doing evaluations and getting feedback. And we'll continue to use it as a tool to really ensure that we have these very healthy, transparent, collaborative relationships that are based on the principles of fair trade. So that is a lot of information. As you can probably imagine, I can speak to these principles, to how important they are, how they do truly change lives and address poverty alleviation globally, and also how Noonday is practicing them and celebrating them. But thank you for joining me on this little 15-minute overview. Happy Fair Trade Month, and best of luck to all of you. Thanks so much.
I love learning from Karen, and I always learn something new. And I know that that conversation probably just barely whet your appetite. So if you're interested in learning more about the fair trade principles that Noonday practices, head on over to our website under the About section and click on How We Work. And then you can always go visit the Fair Trade Federation website to learn about the 9 principles of fair trade. And I know that'll help you little by little. I know it's a lot to take in. You don't have to be an expert, but just even knowing where to point people to answers is really helpful. So one of the most important things that makes fair trade work at Noonday is, of course, our partnerships with talented artists and entrepreneurs who really share our vision of building a flourishing world. And it was just a few months ago that I finally got the chance to meet with one of the entrepreneurs responsible for leading and crafting our upcycled artillery beads way out in the Ethiopian countryside. His name is Animo, and Animo supplies the beads to Alilta and to the other group we work with in Ethiopia. And so it's a little bit behind the scenes of that supply chain. And I was absolutely blown away. His leadership, his love for the community. I mean, you can just tell when someone's a good leader by how other people are when he walks down the road in the workshop. I mean, he just has a deep respect from others that comes from really making an impact in his community. And he even shared with me just about how the mayor in the town gave him a land grant to build a workshop and said, Animo, you've had more of an impact on this village than the government has. That's amazing. And that is because of really of Noonday orders. So in this next segment, Animo and I talk about his journey to becoming an artisan entrepreneur, his dreams for the future, and the power of having someone believe in you. So for this interview, I had a really special translator with me, and we're literally sitting in the offices of Alilta. And I'm sitting there with Isaias and Animo. And Isaias is one of the original founders of the other group that we work with in Ethiopia, in Toto Betty Artisans. And Isaias and his wife, Tamara, they are the ones who actually met Animo selling in the marketplace and chased him around one day to really track him down so that they could help connect him with a growing international marketplace for his beads. And as many of you may know, Tamara has been involved with Noonday really for years and years. And it was a really impactful time for me to be able to return to Ethiopia with both her and Isaias. So take a listen as Isaias and I sit down for a conversation with Animo. So I'm sitting here with Animo and Isaias. And Isaias is from Ethiopia. He is the one, he and Tamara are the original people that helped start the Intoto group. So this is a group of women who were meeting on the mountain of Entoto had HIV and thought they would be healed by touching these waters. And they wanted to really minister to these women, meet the needs of these women. And they began to quickly see they needed to start an income generating project. And that is when they discovered jewelry. So when they were starting up, they were purchasing the beads just from the regular market in Addis, which is where I am right now. We're actually talking to you from Addis. I was in Anamo's home all day yesterday, which was awesome. So when Isaias and Tamara began realizing these women need an income, that's the first step. They came up with this idea of jewelry. And so that first they were buying it just from the market here in Addis, but they knew to get better prices and to really make an impact, they wanted to find the true source of the bead makers. So Isaias literally stocked a couple of bead makers from the market. And one of those people is Animo, and he was the best person to stalk because he is such a leader of his community. I have been so impressed. His home was so well kept and beautiful. His family was gorgeous. And so I just want you all to get to know Animo better today, and also Isaias as well. So Isaias, thanks for being here with Animo. Isaias is going to be translating. They speak Amharic here in Ethiopia, and unfortunately, I don't know any Amharic. So Isaias is going to be translating as well, as I might be asking him some questions too, so thanks. Okay. All right, so Animo, yes. Yesterday was such an honor. Thank you so much. We, at Noonday, we work with 30 different businesses around the world in 13 different countries. And yesterday, you asked me, you said, what have you done to find buyers? Because Noonday has grown so much. And I want to hear a little bit of what your work life was like before meeting Isaias.
When I was working with my dad, yeah, we have an idea of like, we always selling kind of small jewelries locally.
We
have a dream of expanding our business at that time, but we don't know how.
እንደዛ ስል አሳቡ ነበረኝ ግን ሁሌ ጥሩ ራይ ነበር የማየው ወደፊት ትልቅ ተስፋ እንዳለኝ አቀ ነበር
yeah in the future I'm hoping having like a good hope in the future but we were stuck with financial stuff especially the wholesalers from the mercato the big open market like in the country I have a dream to be a blessing for my family and my community at that time
When I was working with my dad.
One time I got a permission from my dad to visit Addis Ababa. That was my first time. And at that time my uncle, he lives like a little bit far from the
How old were you?
Fourteen years old.
Okay, wow.
ከዛ በኋላ ከአጎቴ ላይ አርፌ እስቲ መጎበኛቸው ቦታዎችን አሳየኝ የምፈልገው ነገር አለ ብዬ
Yeah, I asked my uncle, let me stay with you and then visit and explore the country.
ከዛ በኋላ ቸርቸርን እና መርካቶን ተክለ ሃይማኖትን አካባቢዎች ጌጣጌጥ የሚሰሩትን በሙሉ
Yeah, the reason why I stayed with my uncle is just to explore Addis and then where to sell our small jewelries. I went to Post Harriet area, that means the famous jewelry section of the country.
And at that time, it was just his dad and him.
Yes, yeah.
ከዛ በኋላ ብዙ የተለያዩ ጌጦችን ማየት ጀመርኩኝና እንደምሰራቸው አወኩ.
I saw a lot of interesting jewelries and I got so many ideas. And we have, since we have the resources.
Kazam nazan aiche sicharas sawochin tayekwacho yihin aynesara baamatallachu ተረከቡኛላችሁ ብዬ ጠየቅኩ.
Yeah, and then I asked them, will you be my customers? Will you be my receivers if I do all this kind of patterns and designs and munalukaza?
ከዛ በኋላ በጣም ፈልጋለን ግን ከሰራው ነው ምናምን አለ.
Yeah, they said, yeah, we need it, but it has to be really beautiful.
ቀጣይ ይጀላችሁ መጣለው ብዬ ሄድ ወደ ሀገር ተመለሰ.
And then I returned back to Gocham Bichana.
ከዛ በኋላ ከአባቴ ጋር ሁሉን ዲዛይን ሰራንና
and then with my dad, like I told him the ideas that I got from those the jewelry places, and I explained it to him everything in detail.
ካባቴ ጋር መጥቼ ያንን ካስረከማቸው.
And then after doing all those designs and then bring the jewelry store that we made to Addis with my dad, and then we started to sell them
to the market.
Yes.
ለግዚኦ ወደርቱና ገንዘቡን ወዲያው ሰጡኝ.
And then they like it, and then I'm kind of a beginner, but they paid me like immediately.
ቀጣይ አዘዙኝና ያመጣው ሰጥ
እንደ ተመረገበ. They gave me order, and then I bring all the time, and then they register the amount of the piece that I gave it to them. They register all the time.
ከዛም በኋላ የእንትን የመግዛት አቅማቸውን እየፈለጉ ያለ ለመረከም እንትናቸው ገንዘብ የመከፈሉ ግን ደስ
አይላችሁ? Yeah, but they want my our designs and jewelry, but they have hard time of paying the money.
Okay, right.
ከዛ በኋላ አማራጭ ያጠውኝ ብዙ መስራት እየቻልኩ ስራዬን ወደ አላ ያቋጥ.
Yeah, I can do a lot of things, a lot of jewelry, but those guys just the market area, they trying to like kill my dream because of not paying them my money.
So he bring them the items, but they wouldn't pay the money.
Yeah. They hold a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And the most money, so he had a hard time of
karata met na kamsta met bahala isayas dani silk dawale.
After 4 and 5 years all this happening, Isaias called me.
ከዛም በኋላ ሱቅ ነበረኝ.
At that time I have a shop.
ሱቄን ጨርሼ የዘጋው ያለ እሱ ሲደውል,
I closed my shop and then Isaias called me.
አናግሮኝ ሲጨርስ የሆነ ደስታ ይሰማኝ ነበር.
And then after talking Isaias, I was really really happy, but I don't know where that happiness came from.
Wow.
ከዛ በኋላ ለአራት ቀን ቀጠርኩትኝና,
and then after 4 days we make appointment. I make appointment with Isaias.
ሄድኩ እንጠጦ.
Yeah, and then Isaias called me and then showed me the Entoto compound and the ladies.
በሙሉ የእናንተን ሰዎች ነጮችን በሙሉ አገኛቸውና በጣም ደስ አለኝ.
And then I met Ma and some other Entoto teams like Anna and Brookty, Eden.
ብዙ አመጣ. ከዛም በኋላ ያ ሳምፕሎችን አዩና በጣም ደስ አላቸው.
And then they were so excited to see me, and then they asked me to bring all the samples that I have.
ከዛም በኋላ በትልቅ ተስፋ ጓደኞችን መስራት እየቻሉ ስራ ያጡችን በሙሉ መሰባሰብ ጀመርኩ.
And then I started to bring my friends from around our area who has the passion and the ability to work, and then I called them and then I told them to work together. I have big things coming up, so I want you guys with me.
So at that point you realized it was bigger than just you and your dad, you needed to find workers.
Ah,
yes.
Wow.
But I'm just telling you that because ጓደኞችን ሰብስቤ ጥሩ ደረጃ ላይ እየደረሰ ያለ የነሱ ድርጅት አቋረጠ.
Yeah, after I worked with Entoto for 5 years and then the orders has stopped.
ከዛ በኋላ ወደ እንጦጦ ቤት አርት.
Yeah, I don't understand why it stopped, so we have a big problem of keeping our work. But and then Isaias told me, we are in a transition.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe 2 or 3 months, we may not order anything mm-hmm. from you guys. That means we're not starting buying from you.
Right.
Yeah.
And just to let you guys know that are listening, the government was in a transition time of yeah. where an NGO, a non-governmental organization, could no longer run a business.
Business,
so
yeah.
there was a big disruption
yeah.
where the founders of the organization, mm-hmm. Tamara, Isaias, and another group, needed to find someone else that had a business license
yeah.
in order to give it to that person. And that's the current owner mm-hmm. that you guys might know about. Betty and her husband, Sammy, now currently own that business. But they had to stop everything for a time. And I'm sure that that was really scared. So did you think, okay, that was...
Because
it was right at that time, right after that, that Noonday then began to purchase.
Yeah, because I'm wala Noonday.
Yeah,
again, Isaias, even though we stopped buying from them, but Isaias always gave me hope.
Mm.
It's going to be... Because I had... A little bit information about Noonday
mm-hmm.
and then I always gave him a hope
mm-hmm.
just stay calm, one day this is gonna be a blow. I always just
you believed in him
yeah
you yeah. gave him hope
yeah I always gave him hope because I don't want him
yeah.
to discourage especially his friends because he has his business already.
Right.
But behind, there's a lot of
he's leading people
yeah yeah
and so he needed to keep leading
yes
yes
yeah.
ከዛም በኋላ ለሰባት ስምንት ወር አካባቢ ስራ መጀመር ቀጠለ
yeah after 8 months after the
transition after 8 months business, yeah.
yeah we starting to order first I have to introduce Animo
with
Ibrahim and the suppliers
okay.
and then how the business goes how the payment goes how like delaying the payment
right.
makes frustrated their...
So to clarify to those that are listening, Isaias and Tamara then decided, we're going to get married.
Yeah.
They met
yeah.
through this ministry.
This ministry, yep. Yeah.
Realized that you were like-minded. Even though you'll absolutely crack me up. I've been traveling with them the last couple days. Y'all are absolutely hilarious. So they realized we're meant to be together. And so then Tamara decided I'm going to come back to the States, get her master's,
yeah.
and then married Isaias. So Isaias really needed to then bring a new level of independence to these guys that
yeah.
he had found and help build up their businesses. And then he needed to kind of introduce them
yeah.
to Betty and the owner of Intoto Artisans, who's the main, who at the time was the primary buyer of,
yeah.
of those items.
ግን በቅድመ ግን ኢሳያስን ማመሰግነው ወንድሜ አባቴ ብዬ እስካሁን
ድረስ
ተራላበቃኝ
the transition time makes me sad because
mm-hmm.
it's a hard time to miss Isaias. Yeah, he's responsible for the Isaias. He thinks that I'm responsible for the community change, his life change.
Isaias is no longer directly translating because he's feeling a little bit embarrassed right now. But basically, yeah, Isaias, you believed. I mean, there's so much power when we believe in other people and what our yeses can create. You know, we were talking about that earlier, and your belief in Animo helped
yeah.
him to believe in himself.
Yeah.
So I want you to translate
okay.
that, even though
okay.
it's awkward for you.
Okay.
So Isaias believed in you, and that helped you to believe in yourself and your future. So it was sad that he was leaving.
Oh,
yeah, he was really sad.
But you had to learn probably how to be more independent than...
I know I'm gonna be really independent and successful, but my heart is getting empty without Isaias.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
Isaias.
Have to translate this.
Yeah, Isaias. I love Isaias. and I respect him. Thank you.
We're having a moment, guys. Teary moment.
Okay.
Good.
ከዛም በኋላ ብዙ ጓደኞችን ብዙ ልጆችን ማሰብሰብ ጀመርኩ። ወደ 46 ሰራተኞችን ቋሚ ሰራተኞችን ቀጠርኩ።
Yeah, I learned from Isaias how to manage my group down in countryside. So I started to gather and mentor and then how to work and how to be successful. So I keep on, I started to be a good and strong leader.
Kaza mwala ba samnta ande sabsaba nabara.
Yeah, I started to have a meeting with my groups every week.
Right, right.
ሁሉም ከኔ ታላቅም አሉ የኔ ጓደኛም አሉ የኔ ትንሽዎች አሉ።
Some of them are my younger friends, some of them are my older friends. But, I mean, there's no any age differences, but we always have a meeting and discussing for the coming order. And
እና ይሄን ስራ ለመስራት መጀመሪያ መከባበር አለብን።
Yeah, I always keep telling them for my to my friends, my groups, when you do this business, we have to respect each other.
Kaza sarachinen badamb masrat jemar.
Yeah, and then our businesses start to be successful more than we expected.
Ndaza yalene sinqoy baqmaqmachaw anstanya yeneberoch hullu gabere mahaber yalluch ለርሻ በሬ ይላቸው ካብት እርባታ ይላቸው ካብት ማርባት ቤት ይላቸው ቤት ሰሩ።
Yeah, and then after starting with the noonday order things connected to his Betty, and some of the guys they bought farmlands.
Wow.
And some of them they got married and then they built a house.
Wow.
And started to started to open saving accounts and sending some money to other dysfunctional or poor families.
Wow.
I mean their relatives.
Yeah.
Yani indegana ka 46 qwami 46 gizawi gin eska 80 yiders nebere.
Yeah. Full time workers 46 and then when the order comes more around 80 friends like from the neighborhood they came and help us to
So from 1 to 80
yeah
in like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. ይዛን ሰዓት እነዛ ሁሉ ቆሙና 20 ሰራተኞች ብቻ አስቀሩት።
Yeah, and then after the big order and then some of them they started to their own business.
They started their own.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then 20 friends they still keep working with me, but sometimes when I have a big order they came in and helped us.
So you helped some of these people start their own businesses.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of perseverance and tenacity. What gives you that vision to persevere?
Yeah, kabati yoroskut na.
I think I just got from my dad.
Yete chegara etegoda betam bahelenyo betachun ust ye gebere mahaber le irsha nabara. Basafiu saratenyush nabaru. በነዛ ያሰርኩት ትምርት ነው ግን ቤታችን በሙሉ እህል ብቻ ነበር።
Yeah, my dad he used to work from the farm and then he hired a lot of guys during the farming season. Mm-hmm. After harvesting season there's no any work.
Right.
So I have a job for you. My dad said I have a job for you and then they were doing the jewelry thing. So
okay.
My dad he makes the job sustainable. Not
right.
Yeah. So I got all this endurance from my dad.
Landi ba tosana amat lay dirq hona na hullum tachagara.
Yeah, I remember there was a big drought one time.
Izani ene yetamarku yinabarna.
I was in school.
Le tachagara wazbachin gotarachinin nikfatna.
He was handing food from his store from harvest.
Hullum sem yemezekelk አ 50 ኩንታል ማለት 5000 ኪሎ
ጤፍ። Yeah, and then I was writing the name of all the people he was handling. He was distributing 5000 quintal of teff. that means the thing that injured me from.
Right.
Yeah, that makes me how, if I work hard, I can be a blessing for other people.
ሚተርፋችሁ ወደ ጎተራችሁ ተስቀምጥ ከሆነ ይሰጣችሁን መልሱ የማይተርፋችሁ ከሆነ ግን አትመልሱ
Yeah, and then my dad, he used to say, if you have any leftover, just give it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Or train someone, empower someone.
ከዛ ነው ይሄንን
my dad could be a big model for all this.
አባቴ ግን ሰርቶ በጣም ለውጥ ይፈልግ ነበር.
Yeah, he's a hard, really hard worker.
Again, any malawt sejamrna tur utet le yallo siay bet yellagnim neber lebichay bet sarichay.
Yeah, my dad, he doesn't know I have my own house.
Kazza bwala ka. Kan stigar kunye bunna tatta yalkut land letosna worat indeqoye.
Yeah, he came to my home and then having coffee with me, and then
Sorry, y'all. He's talking about his father who passed away 2 years ago, or?
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay. It's a hard job to translate and be someone's mentor.
So my dad couldn't see all these dreams. Mm. Yeah.
Never saw the dreams fulfilled.
Yeah, he might not expect all this kind of blow up.
Like
having my own store, having my own, like, with good connection with the government, and then free, like, kind of business center from the government.
That's amazing.
That was my dream to show him, but...
He passed away.
Kazan bohala esu kazyalem baron talaye. Yaunya asun takten yesarano. Awunum bihon gin abatun takton liju ndabatu honwal. Esu kazi binnataw lijun agintanal. Eyala bahullu agar lay.
Yeah, and then most of my neighbors, even though Atu Tarakin...
Even though what?
Even though we lost Atu Tarakin...
His father.
His fathers. The Tarakin is existing with his son. Like,
his spirit is there.
Existing through...
Yes, you are carrying on his legacy.
Yeah.
The legacy of your father.
Yeah, everyone loves me. If I ask something, they said, okay. So I don't have any problem of trusting people and the people trusting me.
አስተዳዳሪዎች ሁሉ ሁሉም ሰው ሰብሰባ ሲጠራ በወረቀት እኔ ግን በስልክ ነው ነገር።
Yeah, whenever like there's a big county council meeting, I always get like honor letter for the invitation letter from the conference, the community center.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I never expect myself as a kind of a best person in the community. Yeah.
And I got to stand on your land yesterday.
Yeah.
The government gave you this land. Yes. And tell me what you were going to do with this land.
Zamarit lay enim falga ahunum bihon gana bizu bizu masrat mi falgu wotatoch allu. ተመረው ስራ ያጡ መንግስት ያልቀጠራቸው ቤተሰባቸው ሳይስተመሯቸው መስራት እየፈለጉ ያሉ ወጣቶች በሙሉ ብዙ ናቸው እነዛ መስጊያኑ ያቸዋለሁ ለኤግዛምፕል ያክል አንዴ ለቤተክርስቲያን አስተራታ ቢይ ለዛ የወጣውን ሁሉ መሬት መጀመሪያ ይቆፈራል ተባለ በስካባተር ነው Yes, ብዙ ፍዝብ አለ እስካባተር አይገባም አልኳቸው
ኦኬ
ከዛም በኋላ ያን ተሰጠኝና የተወሰነ ነገር
ኦኬ my dream is to create opportunity and job for unemployed especially the young there's like a lot because it's a small town there's no any big infrastructure there's no industry and this is a good opportunity to open my eyes. And he said one time there was a church. They were going to rent a big excavator loader.
A big what?
Excavator. The
excavator.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's excavator.
Uh-huh.
So the excavator company, they asked the church like a huge amount of money, which they never afford.
Right.
And then he said, no, we don't need scavenger. We are scavenger. Yeah. And then they just remove all the...
Wow.
Everything and then...
ከዛም በኋላ እነዛ የመዘገብኳቸው ወደ 80 ሰራተኞችን
Yeah, I organized it like more than 80 people. And then
Wow.
Yeah.
እነዛም በሙሉ በቀን ይሄን ያክል መስራት ተቻላላችሁ ብዬ ጣሯቸው
Yeah, and then that church thing created me gave me the opportunity to reach and create more job for friends.
Wow.
የላንዶር ያክል ይቆያል የሚከፈላቸው በቀን በቀን ነው
Yeah and then I after that those people who helped me to the church remove all the
rocks
and then I told them okay if you want to work continue with me come and then I have a big job I have a big project for you and then they came and then I used to pay for them like every day instead of like per week just every day.
He would pay like every daily per wages.
Yeah.
Wow.
እነዛ ሁሉ ያን መኪና አስቀርተ እነሱ ተጠቅመውበት ህንጻው በስተባለ ይዋለ.
Yeah, so the church always honored all those 80 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
አሁንም ቢሆን ቀጣይ እኔ የምፈልገው እዛ ሰራውት ቦታ ላይ እንደዛ አይነት ወጣቶችን በሙሉ አሰልጠኝ ወደ ጥሩ ውጤት በዚህኛው ብቻ ሳይሆን ወደ ሸማ ስራ ስፌት ስራ
I'm going to encourage like most people to join in that center not only jewelry weaving we have a lot of resources like horn
horn
yes
oh right
yeah horn and hides and skins
wish you could find something to do with donkeys because there's a lot of donkeys around here
to process things and then
So it's like a community center
yeah.
for artists.
A community, yeah, community action center.
Okay.
What if it's a savvy, you know?
Okay. That's my dream. I started like registering already. Like,
wow. Was, yeah. And so you got the community to come together and they paid a certain part. So who owns it? Is it owned by the community?
No, you miss a little bit. የሰራበት ከመሆኑ በኔና
ያለ ያ ኢቪንዶ ደኔ ነው ያ just a government gave me so I have the access to build the building so
okay.
that's my responsibility to share my dream and vision so they can be like Axion they can buy Axion I mean
Axion
yeah uh-huh. just paying a little bit money to
be a part
yeah to be a part
right
yeah because giving something free is not good for someone.
Right.
So just asking something a little bit.
Dignity.
Yeah, how that guy is honoring and then.
ለየነን ቦታ ሲሰጠኝ መጀመሪያ የሚሰሮቹ ሰራተኞች መጥቶ አይቶልኛል መንግስት.
Okay, before I got this big huge space, the governor of that town, Bichana,
yes.
came to my house in my compound.
ለዛ ሰራተኞች ጠይቆ ከዚህ ውስጥ ትምህርት ጨርሶ እየተቀመጠ ማን ነው ብሎ ጠየቃቸው
And then he asked all my workers who completed high school from all this group
ከዛም በኋላ ያልተማሩትና የተማሩት ሁሉ አየና በጣም ጎበዝ እኛ ስራ ተንሳን ቀጥራቸው የቆዩት ሁሉ አንተ በመያዝ በጣም ደስተኛ ነን
Yeah and then most of them they completed high school and they don't have anything to do they don't have any job And then as a government the mayor of the town said as a government we have a responsibility to do everything but we didn't do but you're doing
wow
yeah you're doing
like
a half of the government's job like
okay.
yeah
so you have a son and a daughter what are your dreams for them
ስለታቸውን ከጨረስኩም በኋላ ይሄ እኔ ማናገር የማልችለው እነሱ ተደርተውልኝ ይሄንን ስራዬን ከነሱ ጋር ተነጋግረው ጥሩ ውጤት እንዲያመጡልኝ ይሄን ስራ እንዲቀጥሉ ነው የምፈልገው
Yeah I want them to learn the things from me and my dad I want them to succeed in their academic skills and then if they want to run this business they can If they're not someone can do that but my dream is to for them to be successful there and their academic skills
and their academic
and then they have the right to choose I don't want to force them
What age did you go up to school?
Seven years.
7 years of school. But your children, university?
My children, 4 years of college graduates, or maybe more than that. My I can see from my children, they're really good at their academic skills.
I can tell they're hard workers like you. How old is your youngest daughter?
Seven years old.
Seven, and she was doing the Burberry. She was working hard. In America, we can have a hard time getting our children to complete their chores, but not in your home. I want to learn from you. Your wife runs a tight ship, a good home. Well, it's an honor to partner with you.
I have a big honor to see you. I heard a lot of things from you, about you, a lot from science, from a lot of people. It's just a honor.
እንደም ችግሬ ለማን በነገርኩት ይሄን እየሰራው ጥሩ ጥይት ያመጣሁኝ ለምንድነው እንደዚህ እኔ ነፃነት የሚያሳጥኝ ለማን በነገርኩት ሁሌ ልናባለ
I was thinking someone who's understand me, but today and yesterday is my day.
በጣም ነው ሷን ስላገኘው ትልቅ ደስታ
ተሰማኝ. I'm happy. Mostly when people do business, they don't think what's behind. Who's behind?
Our ambassadors that are selling all of your products, they are earning an income. Mm-hmm. But in America, there are people have choices for work. There are other things these women can do to earn an income. But they're doing this work so that your community and the children in your community can flourish. I just get to be here representing them, really.
Yeah.
ጥሩ እኔ በጣም የሚሰማኝ አሁን እሷ ላይ 1500 ሰዎች አሉ ብላለች
አሁን what I'm thinking is you told me you have 1500
you know what I saw our March numbers come in last night we have
1700
yeah and plus in total 140
From my side and 30 people when
you have a big order
when you include the Ntoto ladies and then my people in Bichana
and then
Thirty people. We have like said, then total ladies and then plus my people.
And
okay,
and then a little
test.
And then when we add a little time,
we're at it. We have a calculator out.
Yeah,
right now.
So there's gonna be a lot of people. So I'm happy, Nunde, for a blessing for all those people. This all blessing comes from you.
Oh well, thank you. And thank you for creating so much work in America because your products are so high quality. Yeah. Okay, thank you guys so much. Wow. Now you can give back. No, right? Wasn't that just awesome? It's so great to get a deeper understanding of just how much impact our Ethiopian pieces are making. Because you continue to sell these pieces, women who are overcoming wrongful stigma because of their HIV status and women who are trying to begin new lives after working on the streets are receiving the opportunities that acknowledge their worthiness. And it's the talented men like Animo who employs those men who handcraft each bead. They are being impacted in incredible ways too. So it's just
honestly, it's this amazing domino effect, and I just want you to carry that with you on your way to your next trunk show. I loved when Anamo talked about how he had a dream to be a blessing to his friends and family. His workers have been able to buy farmland, get married, improve their lives, and also send money to relatives in need. He's been able to create full-time work for over 45 artisans in his community, and he keeps dreaming about how he can grow his impact further. In fact, that the day that I spent with him, we ended our day on the land that the government grant had purchased, and with a halfway built workshop saying, when you come back, this is going to be built out. And it was really incredible. So as you go about your week, I hope that you'll keep this tenacious man's word. It's in your mind. How can I be a blessing to people who need me? Whether it's for a mom in the carpool line, for a fellow ambassador, or like you're doing every day for our artists and partners across the globe, let's all focus on how we can empower others in our day-to-day lives and in our businesses. And as usual, I want to hear from you. So head on over to the Ambassador Facebook page where you can use the hashtag YouMatter. I want to hear what you learned, what's something new that you took away. And I will definitely find you and comment and engage with you, because that's what helps us come up with new YouMatter podcasts. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode, and we'll see you next time.